Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the first book of Samuel, chapter 3. And the lad Samuel ministered to Yehovah before Eli. And the word of Yehovah was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass on a day when Eli was lying down in his place, and his eyes had begun to be so dim that he could not see, and the lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of Yehovah, where the ark of God was, that Yehovah called to Samuel. And he said, "Behold, I am here." And he ran to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And he said, "I did not call. Turn back, lie down." And he went and lay down. And Yehovah called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And he said, "I did not call, my son. Turn back, lie down." And Samuel did not yet know Yehovah, and the word of Yehovah was not yet revealed to him. And Yehovah called Samuel yet again, the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that Yehovah had called the lad. And Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Yehovah, for thy servant hears.'" And Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Yehovah came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for thy servant hears." We read also from the heavenly doctrine in connection with this story, first about the meaning of hearing in the word. When the things which are heard penetrate to the interiors, that is, into the mind, they are changed into something like sight. For what is heard is seen interiorly. But hearing, as compared with sight, at the same time persuades that the case is so, and affects not only the intellectual part of man, but also his will part, and causes him to will that which he sees. Hence it is that hearing signifies the understanding of a thing and, at the same time, obedience. In common speech, to hear is to be obedient, and to hearken to anyone is also to obey. Second, we read about three stages of regeneration. The will is being formed in man by the Lord from infancy to childhood. This is effected by means of the innocence that is insinuated, and by means of charity toward parents, babysitters, and little children of a like age, and by means of many other things that man knows nothing of and which are heavenly. Unless these heavenly things were first insinuated into a man while he is an infant and a child, he could by no means become a human being. This is how the first plane is formed. But as a man is not a man unless he is endowed also with understanding, will alone does not make the man, but understanding together with will. And understanding cannot be acquired except by means of knowledge and concepts. And therefore, from his childhood, he must be gradually imbued with them. In this way, the second plane is formed. When the intellectual part has been instructed in knowledge and concepts, especially in concepts of truth and good, then first the man can be regenerated. And when he is being regenerated, truths and goods are planted by the Lord by means of knowledges in the heavenly things with which he had been endowed by the Lord from infancy, so that his intellectual things make one with his heavenly things. And when the Lord has thus conjoined them, the man is endowed with charity, from which he begins to act, this charity being of conscience. In this way, for the first time, he receives new life, and this by degrees. Thus the third plane is formed. When a man has become like this during his bodily life, then in the other life, he is being continually perfected. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Children, in this story, the Lord called Samuel, but Samuel didn't know that it was the Lord calling. And so the Lord called him again, and then with Eli's help, he knew that it was the Lord calling. And so then he knew what to say when he heard the Lord call, "Speak, for your servant hears." And you know what? The Lord is also calling us. Each one of us, the Lord is calling us in our life, and we can learn to hear and recognize the Lord's voice more and more clearly and know how to answer him. Now, in the beginning of the story, it says that the word was precious in those days. The word is precious because it teaches us who the Lord is and how to follow him. But in those days, the people could not hear the word of the Lord. That's because Eli, the high priest, who was supposed to teach them the word, his eyes were growing dim, and there was no open vision. And it says that the lamp of God, although it was still burning in the temple, was in danger of going out. And so the Lord called Samuel to speak to him. And we can see what the Lord said. Yehovah called to Samuel, and he said, "Behold, I am here." And he ran to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And Eli said, "I did not call. Turn back, lie down." And he went and lay down. Now the Lord first calls us when we're very little. In fact, when we're newborn and when we're little children, the Lord calls us. He calls us by inspiring innocence in our hearts and a love for our parents. We love our parents. And also, the Lord calls us by the love that he inspires in our parents. And they take such good care of us, and they hold us, and they feed us, and they wash us, and they get us dressed. As we grow up a little bit older, they play with us, and they teach us to talk and to walk. All these things are inspired by the Lord's love. And in that love, the Lord is calling us. And little children love their parents very much. And so they are eager to listen to what their parents say and do what their parents say most of the time. And so even though little children don't know who the Lord is, they are hearing the Lord's call and they run to him as best they can by running to their mother and father to do what their mother and father say. So that's how the Lord calls us the first time. And then the Lord calls again. The second part of the story says, and Yehovah called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And he said, "I did not call my son. Go back, lie down." And Samuel did not yet know Yehovah, and the word of Yehovah was not yet revealed to him. So the Lord calls us the second time when we're growing up. And now we're not little babies, now we're children. And the Lord calls to us, especially in his word, because now as we grow up, we can begin to learn the stories and teachings of the Lord's word. And that's how the Lord calls to us the second time. It's like in the story, this is the first time that the Lord actually says his name and says, "Samuel." So it's like the Lord's calling us by name, and we learn the Lord's name. We learn who the Lord is. We learn his other names like God and Yehovah and Jesus and all his other names. And we learn his commandments. We learn, for example, honor thy father and thy mother. So we learn that the Lord really wants us to obey our father and mother, and we can do it for the Lord's sake as well as for our parents' sake. And yet, even when we're teenagers, there's a sense in which we don't really know the Lord for ourselves yet. That's because our minds aren't quite ready yet. Our minds are not quite ready to see the truth for ourselves, really reflect inside. And so instead, we rely on those whom we love and who love us, who teach us, our parents and our teachers and our ministers. They show us, this is what the Lord says in his word. This is how you what you must do in your life. And these are the things you must not do. And so that's how we hear the Lord calling the second time. But then the Lord calls a third time. And Yehovah called Samuel yet again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Behold, I am here, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that Yehovah had called the lad. And Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Yehovah, for thy servant hears.'" And Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord calls us a third time when we become young adults. Now our mind is ready to hear the Lord himself. Now we can find out, we can reflect and see for ourselves that what we learn from the Lord's word is actually the Lord himself, our God, calling us. And so we can also understand what the Lord is saying in his word for ourselves. Now we can see this is not just something that our parents say or our ministers say. This is the Lord himself, and he's calling me. And we are eager to understand, well, what is the Lord really saying? What does he really mean? So that we can apply it to our own life, and we can obey him for ourselves. And so this is the third way the Lord calls us. And so it says, "And Yehovah came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for thy servant hears.'" And once Samuel actually knew that it was the Lord calling him, what did the Lord say? Well, what the Lord said was that Eli, old high priest, and his sons were going to be killed because they were not doing what they were supposed to do. Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. Because Eli was the high priest, they were also priests. They were supposed to be helping people worship the Lord by doing sacrifices for them. But instead, what they would do when people brought sacrifices is they would take parts that were supposed to be offered on the altar to the Lord and keep it for themselves. They would take parts of people's sacrifices that the people were supposed to be able to eat for themselves and eat it themselves. Not just the priest's share, but some of the people's share as well, and the Lord's share. And they were also committing adultery. And Yehovah had specifically warned Eli about this, and he had failed to restrain his sons, to stop them from doing these wicked things. And so the result was that people began to hate to bring worship, to bring sacrifices to the Lord. It was very serious. And so the Lord said to Samuel, "I'm going to kill them because of what they're doing. They're destroying the church in Israel." And that was the message. So you can see that in the morning when Samuel got up, he was afraid to tell this message to Eli. But Eli insisted, so Samuel told him everything. And Eli knew it was the voice of the Lord. And he said, "Let the Lord do what is good in his eyes." Now, one of the things that this part of the story shows us is that once we're old enough to hear the Lord ourselves, one of the most important things we learn is this is right and this is wrong. These are the things that you might want to do in your life that you need to restrain. Stop them from happening. Don't let them happen. It's one of the things that we learn and take responsibility for as young adults. And the wonderful thing is, the more we practice actually doing what the Lord says,
the more we grow to love doing what the Lord says. The more we practice actually repenting of our own evils and living a useful life, we begin to love keeping the Lord's commandments. We come to the point that we don't just do them because we have to, but because we want to. And so, a neat thing is that the first two ways that the Lord called us, from love and then from truth in childhood, are joined together in our minds. That's why the last time the Lord called Samuel, he said his name twice. Samuel, Samuel, once for love and once for truth together. And so, this is how the Lord is leading us in these three ways, first from love, then from knowledge of the Lord's word, and then joining them together when we listen to what the Lord says. And we can, so the Lord is calling each one of us as we're growing up. He's calling us to grow up spiritually, like Samuel in the story, become adults, become people who really follow the Lord, who hear his voice and respond the way Samuel did. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And here's how the story ends. And Samuel grew, and Yehovah was with him, and did not let any of his words fall to the earth. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was faithful for a prophet for Yehovah. And Yehovah continued to appear in Shiloh, for Yehovah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Yehovah. Amen.